Right, it's my pleasure to welcome Scott Forsyth, lead vocals guitar, Tom Boardman, who does the backing vocals and bass, and Lewis Mudford, backing vocals and drums, who together are Dreamhead. And we welcome you back to Phoenix FM. So welcome, guys. How are you?
Yeah,
we need to get you a lot closer into those mics, I'm afraid. Come on, right. Don't be shy. They won't bite. Now, I said, because you were here, I think, with Nicky Mills, and before that with Nick Field, is that right?
No, it was with Hayley Crotty, I think.
Yeah, that's when the Phoenix was at the...
We need to get you still a lot closer. Right in.
When the Phoenix FM was at the Brentwoods...
The Baytree Centre.
Yeah,
but I thought you'd been here as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we were here last year with Nicky. Yeah,
it was with Nicky.
In the mix show, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Well, I'm sorry, you know... We can't supply the hour candy that he was here. But anyway, first off, let's get you to introduce yourselves individually. Who's going first? Scott?
Yeah, okay. I'm Scott. I'm the guitars and vocals in the band.
Right.
I'm Tom. I'm on bass and vocals.
And I'm Lewis, drums and newly backing vocals.
Newly backing vocals,
yeah,
right.
Only because I've got better at doing it, so, yeah.
Right. Now, you've been together since, what, February 2006. How did that all sort of happen?
That was through Scott, really.
Yeah, we just sort of formed at school. Just went from there, really. Just wanted to make music and have a laugh.
I see. So was it because you really wanted to play rock music, or did you think it would help you pull the crumpet?
No, it wasn't for the crumpet. It was definitely for the music. We don't, for the right reason, I think, yeah.
Right. Now, I guess you've seen quite a few ups and downs over sort of that period since 2006. What are the highlights for you?
I'd say recently, like, we've been more active on actually getting out there and doing more gigs, and it's been more of a regular process, and we've filled up in the last sort of 6-7 months. We've, like, developed a bit more of a stagecraft. I guess, yeah, that'd be the highlight.
Now, I mean, you're doing this, as you said, you really did it for fun. Is that right?
Yes.
And you get the buzz out of it.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
do you want
time,
to go
yeah.
professional as well or not?
Oh, of course. I mean, it'd be silly not to say we don't want to go professional.
But very difficult.
Yeah, of course. But in the meantime, we're happy just doing what we're doing and enjoying it.
I mean, bearing in mind, because there is so much talent out there these days, that to go professional must be, well, I don't even know how you'd begin. Yeah, you go on these talent shows, but, I mean...
Yeah, I'd like to steer away from that kind of thing. I think it's just right place, right time a lot of the time, I think.
Yeah. So, now, do you write all your own material?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's completely original, yeah.
Right, and have you got any one of you particularly that starts writing, or do you go for the melody first, do you go for the words, how do you play it?
Well, these days, it's usually Scott will be, like, rehearsing, and then Scott will play a riff on guitar, and then one of us will go, oh, that's really good, or we'll like that, and then he'll say, right, give me a couple of weeks, come back, I'll have more, and then go from there, really, and then I'd, obviously me and Tom being rhythm section, we've just, like, put something to it, and then better it, and then just sort of develops from there, really.
And how long does it take, or is that you know, like, how long is a piece of string? Is it one could be very quick?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I can write them, the quickest I've ever wrote one's in an hour.
Oh, it's just showing off.
The longest has been we're talking 4 months.
Well,
so it really depends.
And was that a real cracker?
No, we don't play that one anymore.
Right. Okay. So, but again, there is an awful lot of music out there. So, how do you inadvertently avoid copying something that somebody else has already done? Because that must be very, very difficult. I mean,
to be honest with you, I don't think you can. I mean, if you're influenced by certain artists, without even thinking about it, something always is going to come out to do with them, even if you don't mean it to.
Yes.
So I don't think you should try and steer away from it.
But you've got to be very careful, though, haven't you? I mean, there have been instances where one or two people, who, you know, quite well-known people, who got done for what was alleged a copy song. I mean, a lot of people couldn't actually hear it, but allegedly
I mean, I understand that, but I think if you've got... Say if you accidentally ripped a song off, but then... You've put your own spin on it and changed it your way, and I think that's got to be respected.
Yeah.
And I haven't really got a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't sort of...
Well, you don't have a problem, but the lawyers might.
I guess I can't sit here and kind of make a new drum beat that's not been played before. Oh, but, well, yeah, it's been done, you know, so
yeah.
I'm not in a position...
That could be a bit tricky.
Yeah. I won't get sued, but
there you go. Now, do you concentrate on sticking to playing gigs in Essex, or do you get further afield?
It's been Essex, really. Since,
really?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that we haven't sort of tried to venture out, it's that we've sort of put a bit of importance on being good in our local area and get, you know, doing sort of a gig at a venue and then maybe doing it every 2 months if we can get the slot and then, you know, just really getting used to the area and hopefully picking up some listeners in that respect, really. But yeah, Essex, we're sort of sticking to Essex, really.
And how close to one another do you live?
Me and Tom live about 2 minutes apart.
Oh, right.
Lives in Leon Sea.
Yeah, I'm Leon Sea, so I'm maybe sort of 40 minutes up the... That way, up the A127.
Right,
so,
oh right, yeah. You're very close to where I am then. I'm in Eastwood.
So it's pretty close.
So, what gigs have you got lined up right now?
Well, we've got next Friday. That's the Hermit, which will be the 18th. So, some people might not know that the Hermit's been newly refurbished this year. We'll say newly a few months ago.
It was back in January, February.
And it's got some new management, and they seem to be really sort of hot on getting gigs every Friday. So, yeah, we're there next week on the 18th. So, we're looking forward to that. We haven't played the Hermit for a while. And then we've got the following Friday, which is the 25th. Mm-hmm. It's a night called the Flag Factory that's at the Essex Arms. And that's been a really regular night since, I think, February or March. And that's a really good night for actually the lineups are always really good. I'm not just saying this from my own experience, but...
Just because you guys are
there. Yeah. But no, we've been playing with some good bands there. And then the Friday after that is the first, that's the Asylum in Chelmsford. That's quite a new venue. It's near the station.
Yep.
Then Friday the 8th, which is at Chinnery's in Southend. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of Chinnery's.
Sure they have.
Very important place to go and see live music locally.
And when is that one?
That's the 8th of November, that's on a Friday. And then Saturday, the 23rd of November, we're playing at a place called the Triangle Club in Chelmsford, which is actually part of, it's on Duke Street, it's part of the county building.
Right.
And that's a new night that started up this year, and that's on the 23rd, so Saturday, yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Now, okay, you've been together now for, eight years or thereabouts. So what are your plans for the future? What are you planning to do from here? Where do you go?
Stay as this lineup, for as long as possible, because we're all good mates. I guess on the horizon, it's like looking into next year, and we want to be. We've sort of set a target of how many gigs we want to have done by the end of that year, because we've sort of this year will be up to 15, so we want to better that, get better life, really.
Yeah.
That's a collective.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, you've been doing this quite some time. Do you get nervous when you go out and do this?
I do, yeah. I don't know if the other two do, but every gig we do, I get nervous.
You do?
Yeah.
Just nervous about making a mistake, but...
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only reason, really. It's,
okay, so you make a mistake, most people probably wouldn't even notice it, would they?
That's true. I guess it's
You might notice it, but I doubt if anybody else would.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've brought in... Some music here, which we're going to have a crack at playing, right? Can I say a crack? Because I could make a mistake here. So, what exactly is the song?
It's called All I Know.
Right.
The song.
And anything else you'd like to say about it?
It was written about a year ago, I suppose, and it's just about people and their girlfriends and...
Right.
It's just about it being all you know, like the situation you come accustomed to, really.
Right, I'm going to try... And push. I see if I just push play on this, right?
Just press the middle button.
The middle button.
Yep.
Things are on a bed.
There we go. That's Dreamheads. Thank you very much, guys, for coming in, taking the time out to see us today. Good luck with the latest gigs and whatever you plan to do in the future. And I hope you'll come back in and see us again, won't you? When you
Yeah, we'd love to. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Good stuff. Right. Definitely.